USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is taking action which is aimed at curbing police brutality. The order restricts discretionary Justice Department grants to departments that voluntarily adhere to standards, including a ban on chokeholds. The order would also encourage police agencies to share details about excessive force complaints in a new federal database.
So that officers with significant issues do not simply move from one police department to the next. That's a problem.
Democrats are complaining the order is too weak and doesn't go far enough. California Senator Kamala Harris.
The only way to meaningfully access police brutality is through comprehensive reforms, including reforms to hold bad officers accountable for misconduct.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
As expected, Pacific Gas and Electric pleaded guilty to 84 counts of involuntary manslaughter in the 2018 Camp Fire in California. The company acknowledged it did neglect equipment that sparked the fire, which ripped through the town of Paradise. 85 people died in the fire, but prosecutors were unable to prove that one of the deaths was the company's fault. PG&E also pled guilty to one count of illegally setting a fire. PG&E has also agreed to pay a maximum $3.5 million in fines. The fire burned more than 95% of the town, including 14,000 homes. PG&E filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy last year. The bankruptcy process was in part used to reach settlements valued at approximately $25.5 billion with wildfire victim groups. No company employees are expected to serve any prison time. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Amid reopenings after the worst of the pandemic, retail sales have rebounded. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The Commerce Department says U.S. retail sales jumped by a record 17.7% from April to May, with spending partially rebounding after the coronavirus had shut down businesses and paralyzed consumers during the previous 2 months. Retail sales retracing some of the record-setting month-to-month plunges in March and April, but still the pandemic's damage to retail sales is severe. Purchases are still down by 6.1% from a year ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
With coronavirus numbers fluctuating across the state, China is also facing new cases. USA Radio's Jesse Edwards has more.
With the new outbreak of the coronavirus in Beijing, World Health Organization officials have been discussing the claim that it might have been caused by imports or packaging of salmon. Here's Dr. Michael Ryan of the WHO Health Emergencies Program.
There have been much research done on the potential for coronaviruses and other viruses to survive on many surfaces, including packaging. In this particular case, I think we need to look at what has happened in this case. I don't believe it's the primary hypothesis, but it needs to be explored.
You don't have to wait for the top of the hour. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.